You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Rick Dulock. Good morning. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Rick.
So why don't we start with a roundup of coronavirus news from here in the Inland Empire?
Well, both counties, Riverside and San Bernardino counties, are experiencing an increase in the number of positive tests, and that's not good news. In fact, it seems like every day we're reading that they're breaking records. More positive tests, more hospitalized patients, more patients in the ICUs. And almost every licensed ICU bed in Riverside County is full. And San Bernardino County also is experiencing that problem. They're having to plan for field hospitals at the county fairgrounds in Victorville, at the National Orange Show Fairgrounds in San Bernardino, and at an empty juvenile detention center in Apple Valley. Those will be ready in a matter of weeks. And unfortunately, it seems like they're going to be needed. I heard on NPR a Los Angeles County hospital official say they've actually been receiving patients from the overwhelmed Inland Empire hospitals. And meanwhile, Inland Empire hospital officials say they've been receiving patients from Imperial County, where the facilities are overwhelmed. And all the gains that have been made during the months of stay-at-home orders have been erased. The Riverside County public health officer told the Board of Supervisors the curve is no longer flat.
So we'll have to try and flatten the curve again. Let's hope that the things that are going into place do that. Let's move on to Riverside County. They declared racism a public health emergency.
Right. And this is just like the resolution that was passed by the San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors a few weeks ago. There's a recognition now in the wake of the death of George Floyd that African Americans do face differential treatment by police and also suffer worse outcomes in education, employment. And so it sounds like Riverside County is also going to be taking a look at that and seeing what kinds of policy changes can be made to remedy the situation.
Very good. Well, let's move on. The Upland police chief was placed on leave a week ago, but he's back on the job. What's going on there?
Right. Well, the city still is not commenting on why he was placed on leave or why he was brought back from his leave. They did get a tremendous outpouring of support from the rank-and-file police officers asking that they reinstate him. The community also said it was unfair to place him on leave, that he's done really good things for Upland. We have at least one explanation now for why he was put on leave. His lawyer said that it was a political pressure from the mayor and from the former police chief, who's now acting as a consultant to the city.
But there was no reason, like they didn't cite a specific reason.
They said it's a confidential personnel matter. But again, the lawyer for Chief Goodman said that things kind of went sour when the former police chief, who had a habit of using his key card to enter the department at will and kind of order officers around and order officers' activities as if he were still chief, that the present chief, Chief Goodman, had put a stop to that and even taken away the key card, and that this was kind of retaliation for that.
Wow.
And of course, the city won't comment on that.
Right. Not yet, anyway. The Mount Rubidoux Cross was vandalized by people protesting the founder of California Mission System, Junipero Serra, who was being honored there. What's going on?
Well, you know, officials say the damage was only cosmetic, but there was graffiti sprayed onto the monument's base denouncing Serra and gouging the base of the cross, allegedly with an axe, some witnesses said. The monument now is not owned by the city of Riverside. It's owned by the Rivers and Lands Conservancy after a group objected to a religious symbol on public land. This has happened elsewhere as well. I think Mount Soledad in San Diego County. And so the upkeep for the cross comes from private donations. But what's happening is, you know, similarly, a group of protesters pulled down a statue of Father Junipero Serra on Alvera Street in downtown L.A. Serra's legacy is being reconsidered. You know, he's been honored for establishing the California Mission System throughout California, but that mission system was very oppressive to Native Americans. In fact, it said that they were enslaved and mistreated there.
Right.
So the protesters on Alvera Street were members of the Southern California tribes, the Tatavium and Tongva tribes. out here, we don't know who did it. The witnesses just said they left the scene in a light-colored sedan. So don't know if we'll ever know who did that. But at least the damage isn't very bad. But what this has done is to spark a conversation about whether Sarah should be honored there or whether that should be taken away.
Yep. I don't think we've heard the end of it for sure. But I did hear that I think that somebody's gone up there and removed the graffiti or painted over it or something already. So.
Yeah, I think they took care of that pretty quickly.
And the 909 will get a new area code overlay come January. What's going on?
Right. We'll have to get used to the 840 starting next year.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
This doesn't change anything for people who already have 909 area code on their devices. This is what's called an overlay. So any new numbers in the region will get that 840 area code beginning in July 2021. But as of January 23rd, everyone will have to dial an 11-digit area code, the 1 plus area code plus the 7-digit phone number.
Huh.
You know, the phone companies are running out of numbers for 909, so we're getting a new area code. This is actually the 12th area code overlay. That's what it's called in the state.
Yeah, I think I remember when I moved here in the 70s, we were 714. And I think 714 was like clear to Orange County or something. I mean, it was...
Right. There used to be a lot less population, a lot less devices. Of course, everybody has cell phones now that require their own phone numbers and other kinds of electronic devices. So that demand is just going up and up for new numbers.
Up and up and up. Well, thank you very much, Cassie.
Thank you, Rick.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.